Hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to Advanced Living. I'm your host, Ken Lesser, and just so thrilled and delighted to be with you. And what a wonderful, wonderful treat you're in for. How would you like to be able to have a path to becoming younger and healthier and more vibrantly alive, and to become, yes, so beautiful, I mean, just amazingly, to restore your youth, to fight that aging process, and to be able, for many of the listeners, if you have adult children, to actually be able to be as beautiful as those adult children of yours. It is possible. We have with us today a guest who has undergone some amazing transformation and went through a path that was pretty challenging, and yet she has come out of this experience not only incredibly beautiful and joyous in her spirit, but here to help us to learn the secrets that helped restore her life to greatness, to zest, to vigor. To give you a little bit of information, our guest today, her name is Tanya Zavasta, which is a wonderful, wonderful, fun name to say, Tanya Zavasta. And Tanya is a naturalized American from Russia, and she was confronted with the necessity of extensive surgeries to enable her to walk normally. Well, in this process, she became interested in seeking a lifestyle that would help her to recover and offset the ravages of multiple operations. And if any of you have been through that kind of stuff, you can empathize. It can be so draining and so debilitating. And yet she's fully recovered. And she's using the same determination and intelligence that allowed her to achieve in Russia advanced degrees in engineering and mathematics. And with that vigor and determination, she immersed herself in the scientific data on health and nutrition. And by doing so, Tanya transformed her own life, and now she wants to do the same for you, folks. Her books, first one, Your Right to be Beautiful, and then there's another book, Beautiful on Raw, and a third book, Quantum Eating. And they're about how to radically improve your life, health, and appearance through a raw food lifestyle. At this time, she travels the country extensively with motivational and raw food lectures. And in her books and in her speeches, she uses humor and an original perspective, and, of course, a deep appreciation for her new homeland here in America, to deliver a uniquely entertaining and, yes, powerful presentation. So get ready. Tanya combines genuine style with scientific research and quantifiable firsthand experience as she aspires to help people to make the most of their potential. Well, we are so blessed, and I welcome today, for my beloved listeners, Tonya Savasta. Tonya, hello, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I've been looking through your book and had a chance to visit with you. And ladies and gentlemen, I would invite you to take a look at the website www.beautifulonraw.com. That'll give you a chance to see Tonya and look at some of the things that she's offering, and to see what a transformation. I mean, when you look at Tonya, she looks like a young, beautiful woman, and she has been blessed with many years of life experiences, and yet, tell us a little bit. I mean, you're not only, you know, beautiful and intelligent, but you've changed your life. So tell us about what led you to this lifestyle of raw foods.
Well, I was actually, nothing came easy to me, and I was never beautiful. And I can only credit everything that I have achieved, credit to the raw foods. Actually, I was born with hip problems, and I had to have 11 surgeries, so I was able to recover, and now I can walk. And what happened is, while having these surgeries, they aged me so much that I was desperate. I wanted to find a way how I can reverse aging, because here I was, for the first time in my life, at 45, my legs were the same length, because when I was born, one leg was much shorter than the other. So I used to hide my infirmity under long dresses and pants, and here I was, for the first time, I had my legs the same length, and I was ecstatic. But as a result of all the surgeries, my health deteriorated so drastically. And I started to look for the ways, what can I do to reverse aging? And my search for health led me first to a vegetarian lifestyle, then vegan, and finally to the raw foods. And that's where miracle began.
Okay. So it was a matter of progression.
Exactly. I read a lot of books. I was searching only for people who have achieved great results. Not just so what kind of degrees they have. More than anything, I was interested how they themselves transformed their looks and their health. And at the beginning, it was a vanity search, but the side effects were so dramatic. My health became almost, I feel like, not a year older than 20 years young, but I will be 50 in a few months, and I don't have a single menopause symptom. I don't know what they are talking about, honestly. I never had a hot flash. I never have mood swings. I sleep like a baby. My close-up vision is perfect. And my waist became 3 inches smaller than 30 years ago when I got married. And so it all happened as a result of the raw food lifestyle.
Wow. That's phenomenal. That is absolutely amazing.
This is the biggest kept secret, is the raw foods. And whoever will follow this lifestyle will experience dramatic transformation, not only in health, but in appearance as well, and as well as spiritual growth and emotional stability, you name it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'm impressed. As I was looking through one of your books, Your Right to Be Beautiful, one of the things that I noticed in there was some information about Leonardo da Vinci,
yes,
who most of us know and respect as an amazing, amazing human being with just a fabulous mind and talents. Oh, my gosh, just amazing talents.
But not everyone knows that he ate very little. In fact, he ate mostly fruits and very, very frugal lifestyle. And he had a perfect vision, even more than perfect, that was considered perfect for most people. And so there are a lot of personalities that have achieved this result through history. For example, in my new book, Quantum Eating, I discovered the roots of the raw food movement, and I was so excited. That person, 26 centuries ago, he lived to be 100. He not only was very healthy, but he was very handsome at 100 years old. And guess what? He is not Pythagoras. He is not Hippocrates. He's Pythagoras. And he's a mathematician. And, of course,
studied mathematics,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. I studied 7 years of mathematics, of theoretical mathematics. But, you know, mathematics is a very demanding mistress. It will never allow you to have another affection on the side. And so when I started to research the raw foods, I was so fascinated with what I was discovering. So mathematics had to take back seat. And so I gave up mathematical studies and immersed myself in researching the raw foods. And guess what? My husband was sure a coconut hit me on my head.
Oh.
And when he was hoping one day I'll become a professor, and here I am, I was researching the raw foods, some British lifestyle, but actually it's the most fabulous lifestyle of all.
Yeah. Now, so you mentioned, so we have Leonardo da Vinci,
Pythagoras. He also ate only twice per day, and he ate mostly raw foods, if not all raw foods, and that's the way to go. And the latest research, I studied anti-aging research because I'm enjoying my life so much, and I want to extend this period as much as possible. In fact, I want to be able to wear miniskirts in my 70s. And anyway, I want to look good as long as possible. So I'm on every website that discusses anti-aging. On every newsletter. And what I learned that calorie restriction with optimal nutrition is the only scientific proven way to longevity and reversing aging. It's low calorie. And what has lower calories than the raw foods? Nothing. And what has more nutrients than raw foods? Nothing. So that's the way to go, the raw foods. And there are piles and piles of research that confirms that low calories is the way to go.
Mm. Okay. Well, this prompts a question, because, it sounds like what you've done is you've found some scientific documentation as well as historical references.
A lot. You see, I'm a mathematician. I have an analytical mind. And for me, it's not just do it because somebody did it. I needed a very, very detailed research, and that's exactly what I did. I approached, you see, I have so much education, and if there is one thing I've learned, it is how to study. And so I know how to study, and that's what I did, researching the raw foods.
Oh, well, obviously, to look at you and to listen to you, the raw food diet is a miracle for you. And when you're talking about eating raw foods and also minimizing our caloric intake, sometimes people might think, wow, do you get bored eating only raw foods? Do you still have a zest and passion for eating? Would you discuss that a little bit, please?
Yes. Well, if we think about what is the cooked food diet, how everyone is eating. We eat eggs, meat, flour, sugar, eggs, and it's actually very limiting list of items. When you go raw, you discover there are actually hundreds, if not thousands, of vegetables and fruits available that most people probably never heard about. For example, the salads that we make as raw food chefs, they are so fantastic, so delicious, that they don't even come close to the salads that are sold at the most expensive restaurants. Well, just think about the last time you went to a regular restaurant. Their salads look like scraps of the last year lettuce and cheered by the lonely cherry tomato. Am I correct?
Oh, that's often what you get.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter how expensive the restaurant is. Now, when you study raw food preparation, you learn there are way many, many more vegetables that you can include. For example, Napa cabbage is something that not many people use. And kohlrabi, there are numerous vegetables that you can include, and they are so delicious. And you get more variety than you ever dreamed to get on the cooked food diet. So it's a very creative process. And plus, your taste buds become so sensitive. You don't eat so much. You don't eat sugar. You don't eat salt. So most people, their taste buds desensitize. So they cannot feel the variety of flavors that vegetables, fruits and vegetables can give. When you go raw, then all of a sudden you can experience almost sensual pleasure of eating a ripe fruit.
Mm.
And it's nothing you can ever even come close that you can experience eating cooked food, even the best of it, the best of it.
Ah.
So it's actually a way more interesting, creative, and fascinating way of eating.
Wow. Okay. So to reinvigorate and re-enliven our senses.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Ah.
When you eat, you see, a lot of cooked food uses salt and sugar because try to cook with no spices. It's impossible. It tastes awful, and it smells awful. And so when you add all these spices, they desensitize your taste buds, and you already, they will pass through your gate, like taste buds, they will let pass just even cement powder if you put enough sugar in it.
Oh, no.
And that's what exactly what's happening. Now, when you go raw, you know what's good for you and what is not, because there is no salt or sugar to cover it up or to cheat or deceive you anymore. You exactly, it's intuitive eating, and you know what's good for you and how much of it.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. That's important. Now, I'm curious, your book, Your Right to Be Beautiful, and the book Beautiful on Raw, how are your books? There's some other books out there that talk about beauty. Would you describe how your work...
not a typical beauty author by all means, because most beauty books are written by former beauty queens that they already capitalized on being born beautiful. In my case, I was not only plain, the full meaning of this word, but I was disabled, and it means that I was as far in the beauty competition as you can get. And so what I am saying to women, look, if I was able to do it, and I'm extremely pleased with my results, your results will be much better. And so by reading my books, where I always provide information with inspiration, I believe that's how my books are different. I earned the right to inspire people because I went through so much. And because everything came very difficult for me, by reading my books, people say, well, if she could do it, I can do it. And what I tell women is that after 40, it's not important how blonde you are, how tall you are, how your cheekbones are developed, because you know what people call beautiful after 40?
What?
Health. Yes.
Ah.
If you have glowing complexion, clear eyes, full hair, shiny full hair, guess what? People will tell you on every corner that you look beautiful. And that's what happened to me. And all of a sudden, at 50 years old, I am getting more compliments than ever, ever in my whole life. And that's why I got so excited, and I decided I have to share with other women. This is an amazing way, because now we have a democracy in the beauty arena. And at the time when most women actually suffer from losing their looks, you will be finding, really finding, your looks that you've never looked before. I call it awesome beauty.
Mm. Yes. Taking the word awesome and adding raw to it.
Exactly.
So we have awesome.
Because natural, look at the word natural. It was misused so much that it lost its meaning. And I call it awesome beauty because I give you a definition. It's a simple attractiveness that will immerse on the raw food lifestyle. It's a reflection of a superior health. It's a manifestation of natural laws. If it were not for the raw foods, it would have been hidden from us forever. You know, if you've never done the raw foods, you cannot even imagine how good you can look.
Well, I want to invite my listeners to go visit your website, beautifulonraw.com, and when they're there, to click over on the right, there's a place where it says Raw Transformation.
Yes, and I have so many women before and after pictures that you can see how they transform their looks, and by doing that, they transform their lives.
Yes, yes.
Do you know how many women write me daily and tell me we will not do the raw foods for health, but we will try it for beauty?
Yes, I'm sure, because that's such a highly prized commodity in our culture. That people can be sick, but as long as they look good, that's...
And that's where I kind of demask this artificial, superficial beauty, because what you will have on the raw foods, it's nothing superficial. It's really who you really are. It will look like a master artist is working on you in the image. It's amazing. The fat deposits will disappear all at the right spots. You don't have to worry that a surgeon's knife is going to mess up your facelift or something. Mm. Nothing like that, because all of a sudden, there are, for example, the eyes, once sunken in bulbous flesh, will appear round and larger by eliminating the surrounding puffiness. The eyebrows that began to form an awning over the eyes, and most of you who are over 40 know exactly what I'm talking about, they regain their youthful arch. And collagen production improves, and it will fill in places where it's needed, as in hollow cheeks. And people who have done the raw foods for several years will begin to have a glow, which is rarely seen in the middle-aged people.
Ah, wow.
Glow is hard to fake.
Yeah.
Because it's internal. It comes from abundance of clear, pink, almost transparent cells that lit up the face. And actually, you cannot be awesomely beautiful if you don't have health. No, it's a reflection of the superior health. And it doesn't matter what your age is. Of course, you might have some wrinkles left. After all, you've been smiling for 50 years. And I don't promise it. I don't promise that every woman or man will look 20 years young. But I promise that you will avoid the distortions of the old age, or you will reverse them.
Oh, okay.
And what? I'm talking about the double chins and eye bags and crow feet, all that. And I give beauty tips in my books. And I will never, ever advise to put preparation H to eliminate eye bags. But you know what?
I never even heard of that. Isn't that far away from where it's supposed to be applied?
Yes, it is very far away. And you know what, Ken? It's called the best-kept secret of models. I wish they kept them for themselves. Because you see, health and beauty, they are connected vessels. You cannot rob one, because when you rob from health, you steal from beauty. They're connected vessels. You only by achieving your best possible health, you achieve your best possible look. That's the whole point. And you will see the pictures before and after. And, of course, the main convincing argument will be your own appearance in the mirror when you try it. And actually, you don't have to try it for a long time. You can do it for 3 weeks and already see great results.
In 3 weeks?
Of course, most of the transformation will be complete with 1 year, but you will start seeing results within 3 weeks.
Okay, and for getting started, because oftentimes people get motivated or inspired to do something, and then they fall back into their old ways. So I don't know how you address that in your work to help people get past that, you know, that initial momentum where they might tend to end up back in their old habits because they get discouraged or whatever. People make fun of them. There's so many reasons that people backslide.
Well, what I recommend, that is actually, I don't believe there is a way to succeed in this lifestyle without reading books of people who have done it and who have went that way before us. And that's what I did. I read a lot, and every book will take me for another month. Every book will provide inspiration and information. And you do it gradually because you have to have time to create space for new habits. You have to create space for new even appliances. You have to create space for new relationship, and it has to be done step by step. I do have an electronic book that's called 100 Days to 100% Raw, where I take people by the hand and I tell them what to do day by day, but I don't insist it is done in 100 days consecutively. So it can take longer than that. All these steps have to be done, but they don't have to be rushed because we have to be very patient, we have to be compassionate, and we have to know that our body needs time to transform. And so the best thing to begin probably is to start juicing.
Oh, okay.
And that alone will get you to another level of health. Just start fresh vegetable juices. One way, another way to get a green smoothie, and I'll be happy to give the recipe that I give on all my presentations. We demonstrate green smoothie. Actually, you combine fruits and greens together. It's called green smoothie, and originally it was introduced by Victoria Butenko. And I'm a very creative person, so I decided to make my own, and I combined Swiss chard, stem removed, one leaf of Swiss chard, with mango, one ripe mango, and just blend it. Ideally, if you can use Vitamix, will be the best consistency. But don't use it as an excuse. You can use a regular blender. However, it's not as much fun, but you still get a good result. So Swiss chard and mango. You see how simple?
Sure. Now, I have a question that, that I don't know if you address this. I'm still doing research on a topic called food combining.
Yes.
And I don't know if you looked into that in your research on nutrition.
Of course. Oh, food combining, originally it was suggested for cooked food. Now, on the raw foods, it's not as strict. However, I know what triggered that idea right now because I was talking about combining greens and fruits together.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I know. I get these questions all the time. And usually when we juice, it's a good rule not to mix fruits and vegetables together, with one exception being an apple. Apple can go both ways. However, when you do a green smoothie, you combine fruits and greens. What is the difference? Now, fiber is intact. And that will be a big difference. Victoria Butchenko has a good explanation in her book, Green for Life. She says, when we observe primates in nature, they will climb the trees and they will eat leaves and fruits from the same tree at the same time. And if that's good for them, it most obviously will be good for us because we are genetically 98% the same. So we have been feeding people with green smoothies probably on thousands of lectures already, and usually the response is great. Even though if people have different health issues, green smoothie works almost for everyone.
Well, even that's important to know.
With very little modification, it even works for people with sugar issues, like they can add a little more lemon and more greens and less fruits, and it still works very well. And
Now you brought up something with sugar, and
yes,
and it's prompting me to ask for some of your advice, because I was looking in your book and there was a little bit mentioned about when a body is toxic, it craves more toxins.
Yes, that's right. Like a sugarholic. I am a recovered sugarholic. And can you imagine, I was my mother was the director of a chocolate factory. And try to imagine you have an afflicted child. What would you do? You'll give chocolates, yes?
Yes.
That's exactly what she did. She fed me chocolate. And up to 45 years, that's all I ate is chocolate and sugar. That's all. So I was a big-time sugar addict, a big time. And I craved sugar. But once I started implementing more juices, more greens, guess what? Sugar cravings stopped.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't crave any sugar, any cakes, nothing like that. In fact, these green smoothies, they are so delicious that they are a little bit sweet, and it's a very enjoyable way to get greens down, because there is nothing better for you than greens. Greens have more calcium than milk. Greens, they have more vitamin C than lemon. Greens have more vitamin A than carrots. Greens have the most digestible protein.
Ah, wow.
Actually, all my protein is coming from greens, mostly. Don't forget, gorillas, elephants, zebras, they all get their protein and calcium from greens.
Yes. Okay. So I hear sometimes doctors talking about people needing to eat meat because there's some of the amino acids that are much more plentiful. Can you address that?
Well, I will tell you as a scientist right now. You know, if you look at the history of nutritional science, and you will read about the discovery of vitamin C. Remember, it was a long time ago, and every nutritional magazine will talk about vitamin C is a panacea, it's the best thing, and everybody talks about it. Then they discover something else, and again. Well, right now, this is something new, and that's all the, it looks like, how did we live before without amino acids? And now everyone talks about it. Actually, all the raw foods, they are balanced. They have what scientists have discovered today and what they will discover 100 years ago. You know, Thomas Edison, he said, we do not know a millionth of 1% about anything. And the man ought to know. We do not know much. In fact, I am studying...
Well, that's not a surprise. Just look at the state of affairs on the planet. You'd think if we were being smarter, we'd be living differently. So so Thomas Edison and you have it right.
And you know what? Like you mentioned, what on earth animals where do all animals take their amino acids? They are coming from greens. And when we eat animals, we reabsorb them secondhand. Why to take them secondhand if you go straight to the source?
So, for instance, vitamin B12, folic acid, are those things fully present in some of these greens?
Well, vitamin, everything else, yes, except vitamin B12. It's a little separate issue. For one reason is that if you grow your own greens and you will eat them without washing thoroughly, there will be some bacteria on the greens that produce B12. Actually, our intestines, we can produce B12. And there are a lot of people who are deficient in B12 among those who eat a lot of meat, as a matter of fact. So meat obviously is not helping the issue. There are more people deficient in B12 among meat eaters than among vegans, and especially even less among raw food people. Oh. When you eat raw, you don't destroy anything, and all your bacteria, good bacteria, it will produce what's necessary. I advise people to take B12 supplement only because just for the peace of mind. However, myself, I don't take now anything. I don't take any supplements. And I've been doing raw foods for 10 years, but I eat very well. I eat very little. I eat, I have always a juice, and I have a green smoothie, and I try to get organic produce, and I try to know where my produce is coming from, and if the chance is given, I don't wash it too much. So I believe the body can produce a healthy body. Let me emphasize, a healthy body can produce all that is necessary.
Sure. Now, a question comes up, Tanya, and I don't know, because I haven't had a chance to extensively review your work, so you may have already addressed this. Mm-hmm. Let's say someone is coming from a lifestyle where, for instance, they may have candida.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty widespread among a lot of people in our culture. So the digestive tract can be very worn out, run down. The friendly bacteria supply depleted, unfriendly bacteria rampant. I didn't know if it would possibly be in your book, 100 Days on Raw, or somewhere else, where we're taking into consideration some of these things about, for instance, maybe supplementing with some B12. I don't know, possibly supplementing temporarily with some probiotics, some friendly bacteria.
I agree completely. Ken, let me emphasize this. I'm not a doctor. So
right.
Whenever health issues come, what I do to my readers, I lead them to information. There are doctors who are dealing.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what I do, because that's not my territory. I can lead. I can tell them where to find the solution. And there are people who, Dr. Graham, he deals with candida very, very successfully with fruits, actually, and very low fat. And
now, is he a medical doctor or a chiropractor?
No, he's a chiropractor, but at least he's closer to being to deal with degenerative condition than I am. So all I even
sure. Now, is there a link to him from your website or?
Yes. If people are interested, just write me on my website, and I have all the information in my books. I tell people where to go. But let me tell you just right away what they can do. If they will implement more green smoothie, more greens in their diet, it will solve the problem in most cases. Now, how to supplement, because if the body is not healthy yet, you're exactly right, they might need some supplementation. That will be good to talk with the naturopath that they can lead them, because on the other hand, all I can do is to share my experience. Now,
sure.
Here I was. I had hip replacement surgeries, and I will emphasize that my surgeries had nothing to do with the degenerative condition. They were needed to correct my hip childhood infirmity. So here I was in the hospital, and they pumped so much antibiotics and so much medication that, of course, I developed yeast. And I came home, and I didn't use any medication whatsoever. I just started juicing religiously. I had three juices, green juices, every day. I will have some fruit and very low on fat. And it just disappeared on its own without doing anything. It just went away. So what I believe is, that's what I keep saying, all you do, you provide your body with what's needed. And guess what? The side effect, well, all the problems will either diminish or disappear entirely. But it's not to say that they shouldn't consult a naturopath if they have an issue. And I will tell them where to go. I will tell them the resources that are available. I will tell them which books to read that are written by doctors, but not in the traditional medical.
Sure. Now, to do this, they would go visit www.beautifulonraw.com?
Yes, and they can click on Contact Us. And, of course, all this information in my books as well. And they can click on Contact Us. They can go on Links page and look what's available there. And there are a lot of very helpful links.
Oh, is that under, like, raw food resources?
Exactly.
Ah, okay, the helpful links. Good,
yes.
Okay.
And they can
is fabulous.
And they can look, and they, and also 100 days to 100% raw. I have a special deal. If they buy two books, I give 100 days to 100% raw for free, where I provide a lot of links. I tell them where to go on the best vacation, where they not only will have a lot of fun, but they will improve their health. Also, I tell where to buy least expensive raw products, or where to go if you have a health issue. There are some places that actually are not, they're called institutes, because they teach you how to get your health back. And that's what I recommend to visit if people have diabetes, if people have heart problems, cancer. They can go to these places, and by spending 3 weeks or even 2 weeks, they can learn how they can reverse it just by changing their diet. They can meet people. They can meet people who have done it. I've seen hundreds of people. I visited all over the world these places, doing research in my book. I talked to these people where they recovered from these life-threatening diseases by using raw foods.
Now, I wonder, I have a question. There's sometimes people that are pursuing healthier diets, a vegan diet, or even some people that are on a raw diet, and what I'm wondering about, I guess, might be what we would call, even within the category of raw food diet, maybe there's different groupings, because in the raw food community that I've been associated with, sometimes you'll see people that are eating what they say is raw foods, and yet they may be getting obese.
This is what... I know why it's happening, and I write about in my new book, Quantum Eating. You see, what happens with every diet, we reduce our metabolic rate, and which is a good thing. But guess what? If after going off the diet, you will eat the same thing, you will gain more weight. You see, remember we talked about calorie restriction with optimal nutrition.
Yes.
Now, this is the only thing in anti-aging research that works. Now, what happens is when you go, you restrict your calories, you reduce your metabolic rate. That's the purpose. Only by reducing your metabolic rate, you expand your longevity. You lengthen your lifestyle by reducing the metabolic rate. However, so here you are, you go on the diet, and your metabolic rate slows down, which is a good thing. But but then you must start eating less. But on any other diet, it's impossible because it's not nutritious enough. Mm. On the raw foods, it's not only possible, but it's pleasurable because you don't need to eat so much, and it's very easy to reduce your calorie intake. So
okay.
You're exactly right. So here they are, they're on the raw foods. At the beginning, they got wonderful results. They got their optimal weight back. And let's say they are raw food chefs, and they exposed to rich cakes on a daily basis. Now, if they eat these rich cakes, while their metabolic rate is slowing down, they will gain more weight.
So the importance of calorie restriction with optimal nutrition.
Exactly.
Now, also, I know there's a big fad, a big resurgence in it among some of the most prominent people in raw foods for doing a lot, having a lot of raw chocolate and a lot of things like the agave nectar.
Ken, you will never hear me saying that this or that raw food is bad, even raw meat. I will never tell you any raw food is bad because raw is so good that it can, no matter, almost everything is good what is raw. Let me explain. The raw chocolate, it depends where you are. As I mentioned, I am a recovered sugarholic. And when I started the raw food diet 10 years ago, if there was available raw chocolate back then, I would have been better off. My transitioning period would have been shorter, and I would succeed faster.
Oh, now, quick interruption, Tonya.
Yes.
In addition, you mentioned, you know, like a sugarholic. And when I think of chocolate, I not only think of a sugar addiction, I also think of a caffeine addiction.
Caffeine addiction, whatever addiction, they pretty much work.
Aren't those two separate things?
Well, they, of course, separate, but the idea is that caffeine, you're correct, it does have caffeine, and I don't use raw chocolate now at all. However, if a person is just transitioning and she must have her chocolate cake, I would rather tell her, use some raw chocolate and make a raw cake or a raw chocolate smoothie or something if you
yeah.
must have it, because it's still much better. It's
right.
still much better than the cooked cake. And then if her addiction, let's say sugar addictions, lessons, then I would say go less and less and substitute with carob. You will not see in my books recipes with raw chocolate for that very reason of the caffeine. You're exactly right. All my recipes include carob. However, I can agree that it might be good in some cases for some people. It depends. At the same time, agave is also it's a good product. It's much better than to have refined sugar or have some preservative, homemade preservative based on sugar. So it has its place. As a matter of fact, I use raw honey. The reason I'm using raw honey, first of all, my husband's family is coming from several generations of beekeepers.
Oh.
And so I know a lot about raw honey.
Yeah.
And at the same time, guess what? When I was doing my research for quantum eating and I studied people who lived long lives during history, the last 26 centuries, I found out the common denominator all of them ate was raw honey.
Oh.
Almost Pythagoras, and there are many other people, they all ate raw honey.
Now, I'm not sure if it matters, because we go into a store, there's honey that comes from bees that are like for clover or alfalfa, different kinds of things, and I don't know if you find that matters as much, or it's just mostly when you say raw honey, is that about the processing of it?
Yes, Ken. It doesn't matter from which flowers or plants, because all of them are good. What does matter is that it's raw, And one of the things that I can tell your listeners to watch for, unless it's a summer, honey must be crystallized. If it's liquid, it's not raw, period.
Oh.
It must be crystallized, honey.
Ah, okay.
And they have to watch. Only when we were taking honey from bees, when my husband's family had bees, trapped bees. So what happened is when you take honey, it's liquid, but it will crystallize within a few weeks. It will never stay liquid.
Yes.
And so when you see clear jars of honey staying on the shelves, be aware, it's not raw.
Okay, it's been cooked.
It has been heated so they can pour into the jars.
Yes.
And you have to watch for honey that initially, at the moment when it was taken, then it was placed in the jars. Because that's very important, not later, but at the time of the harvest.
And then that will, as you said, crystallize
exactly.
in the jar.
Because otherwise, yes.
And that's how you can tell that it's actually more of a raw honey.
And you know why I very much stay on the honey side? Whenever a sweetener is called for in the recipes, I would use honey because it has a lot of enzymes. And if people are eating cooked food, I recommend they have a spoon of honey in their tea or some. But, of course, the best way is to go raw. But if
yeah.
they're still eating some cooked food, instead of taking probiotics and taking enzymes, why not take raw honey? It has a lot of enzymes.
Now, in addition to the idea of raw honey, there's people that have been mentioning this honey-related product called royal jelly.
Oh, it's also very good. Very good. Yes, but you have to be careful to tell people that if they have allergic to honey, then they have to be very careful because it's only for people who are not allergic. They are very good. It's a very good product. It's a very expensive product. But when I started doing raw foods, I would use it daily just to supplement, just to be sure that I'm getting enough nutrients because...
Oh, the royal jelly?
Yes. I use it every day. Yes. I'm not allergic for that. I like it. And I use it all the time because, you see, when we eat cooked food, there is a lot of mucus in our digestive system. And so not all the raw foods will be absorbed. Now I have no mucus. All my digestive system is cleaned up. And so I can live on one apple per day because I take it all.
So when they're talking about the term bioavailability or getting that, you have transformed your body back to this pristine state to where you get get high absorption of nutrition. So a little bit of food goes a long way.
This is it. And guess what? It's a little food that brings the most anti-aging benefits, the most.
So calorie reduction with optimal nutrition.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got this right because I could be quizzed later.
Calorie restriction, that's usually how it's called. Calorie restriction with optimal nutrition.
Calorie restriction with optimal nutrition. That's the secret.
It has piles of research. Every gerontologist, a gerontologist is a person who studies aging, will tell you. All gerontologists will tell you the only thing that works is calorie restriction. However, all the scientists, anti-aging scientists, are right now, they are very busy how to go around it. You see, they know it works. They have no doubts it works. But they need to find the pill to make you eat less. And one gerontologist came up with a brilliant idea. He said, why don't we substitute 40% of their calories with inert cellulose? Hello? How about natural cellulose in fruits and vegetables?
Yes. Oh, see, Tanya, I feel so blessed. I know as we get ready to wrap up for the day and remind our listeners of the blessing that you offer to go visit your website, www.beautifulonraw, that's BEAUTIFULONRAW.com, and learn more of what Tanya has to say. I know I am just totally fascinated with what you've shared, and I could talk to you for several more hours.
So am I. And I also have some beauty tips, and I have some beauty products which are, will be complementing the healthy lifestyle, because it will never go against your health. It will only complement your health. Everything that I suggest, whether it's a, I have a special, for example, no one in the beauty industry will ever tell you to exfoliate your face. But I do, because I know when you start eating raw, you are not as sensitive as everyone else. And guess what? To get your glow, to show it, you have to do special exfoliation. And I have a brush. I developed a brush that allows to do that. And also, everything I ever offer has to be used as a lifestyle. It cannot be one-time, one-place solution. Because aging, that's what I talk in my quantum meeting, aging is a four-dimensional problem. Why? They cannot solve it. Because they think it's a three-dimensional. They feel like they can give a pill or a gene, a mutilated gene, or give you a hormone and solve the problem. No, try.
So with your method, I wish I could stay longer and extend the program.
That's okay.
And we have to allow for other people with other interesting topics. I just want to thank you
and encourage
people to visit your website and invite them, of course, to go to my website, www.advancedliving.com. I'm here to not only bring wonderful people to you like Tanya, also some wonderful products that can help your lifestyle. And Tanya, I want to thank you for being
a
guest here today and opening our eyes to something so important, and invite my listeners to go to your website, beautifulonraw.com, and invite everyone.
Call me, 866-STAY-RAW.
Oh, 866-STAY-RAW?
Yes.
Okay, now we got that phone number for you, too. And we'll look forward to staying in touch with you, because I'm getting more into a raw lifestyle, so
wonderful.
I may be pictured on your website someday.
Good.
Beloved listeners, tune in every week on Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific time for more wonderful things to make your life better and happier. And until then, Tanya, God bless you.
Thank you, my beloved listeners.
God bless all of you, and wishing you all a fabulous week until we meet again. And goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Let's go.